But he should be burning fire. That's what should happen. She'll be burnt in fire for that disgustingness.
But that's nasty.
You're nasty.
You're nasty.
You're nasty. Look at you.
You're pointing at me. Help me. Help me, someone.
Call the
police. Listen here, son. You fucking pointing at me again. You can't. I'll drop you, all right? Fucking jog on. And you, you prick.
Ooh, that one.
Warning. Warning. The opinions dedicated in this audio are drunk and highly offensive in nature. If that bothers your sissy little ass, you should listen to it with close parental supervision. Since it can also become violent, you should seek advice from a psychiatrist, clergyman, or criminal attorney. In any case, we accept no responsibility for your candy ass if you come to harm yourself or others after listening to this. Whatever happens, it's not our fault.
Fair enough.
Alright, slide the pants to the off position and get ready, because it is Saturday, Sunday. It is the I Have Nothing show, appearing not in order is BSV, Laser Wolf, Morp, Static, Big Brother, Fox Wolf, the Galaxy 15 broadcast, yay! Madman, myself, which is RE46, and the Major Baked Potato. He will be our newsreader. Major, I have testicular... What? Fuck you. I've gone 7 goddamn years without having a stupid sound clip and one fuck up on pure decking.
Hey, at least
no, no, sorry.
Yeah, late as usual.
I had
usual.
To knock that off for the balls of steel joke, but I can't go a show without messing up the intro, right?
Hey, wait. Do we have Sard sound clips?
Yes.
I'm sure we do.
We should.
We should play some.
Yeah.
Play, keep play stalling song. While I load the damn
thing. Oh, okay, yeah. It occurred to me two weeks ago.
Sard.
Stalling generally means longer than 30 goddamn fucking seconds, but what the
That
hell?
Was less than 30 seconds, are you?
That was all last right. time with his mother, but she wasn't complaining.
Good luck with that.
Ooh, that one!
Thank you, Heavy. Heavy is, right now as we speak, careering down the highway looking to run over small children and pick up really ugly escorts. Hi, Heavy.
I thought he was the cause of the Virginia, 200-car pileup this morning.
Ooh, that one!
Yeah, that one.
That was him. Be careful with the lot lizards, Heavy. They may roll Ooh. You.
Truth bomb alert.
Don't go eating the candy out of the car park. Not good for you.
But the candy, it makes you dandy.
It does. But anyway, Major, I understand we have a heavy crocodilian news this week.
Oh, you're going to make me lead with a crocodile story?
It's a one-off show.
No, that's what it's going to happen now.
All right,
rock out with your crocodile.
So yes, it is a crocodile week. Month, year, whatever this works out to be. Authorities say a man who may have hidden as officers investigated reports of two suspicious men in Florida community targeted by recent burglaries was killed by an 11-foot alligator. Brevard County Sheriff's Maj Todd Goodyear says the 22-year-old Matthew Riggins told his girlfriend he would be in Barefoot Bay to commit burglaries with another suspect. Authorities received a call November 13th about two suspicious men in black walking behind homes and investigated. Florida Today reported that there were reports of some screaming that same night, but the source of the screams could not be found. Riggins was reported missing the next day. Goodyear says sheriff's divers recovered Riggins' body 10 days later in a lake nearby, and injuries were consistent with an alligator attack. Yeah, so basically the guy went out to go raid some homes. Cops showed up. He went and, hid on the beach or in the lake or something and got raped by alligators.
Wow. It's unfortunate, but who announces, hey, I'm just going down to Florida for a while. I'm going to rip some houses off. Who actually fucking announces that? But anyway, good luck. Left a bad taste in the croc's mouth. Morps, comments from you.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking, was drinking Woodford's, by the way, since we didn't announce that on this show.
I don't do drinks on this show. That's your show. That's your bit.
I know. I miss
he
it.
Just wants to prove he is the alcoholic.
No. Don't get it wrong. Alcoholics go to meetings.
I go just, on the internet. I just missed it like a lot, so I had to put that out there.
It is your time on the mic. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Well, you know that too.
Is that like time of the month?
Wait, what?
Kind of sort of, yeah.
I was going to say, who the hell goes to their girlfriend and says, "I'm going to go commit some burglaries with some acquaintances"? What? Nobody talks like that. No, cops talk like that. So, maybe they had a cop impersonating the dude before they fed the body to the crocodiles. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm maybe thinking the girlfriend used some sort of old crocodile skeletal thing to fuck him up and then dump his body. Maybe. Madman, comments from you.
Did they deputize the cop? Because he's doing a better job than the cops are. He caught the burglar. I want that guy on the payroll.
Yeah, Deputy
Croc.
That
needs to be a television show. Detective Crocodile.
Oh, I would watch the shit out of cops if that was the actual idea.
The little tiny legs, he'd have trouble driving the car.
I'm just envisioning the heat vision cameras from the helicopter, and they've got a guy hiding in the bushes as an alligator comes by and just fucking tears them apart.
Yeah, you see one blob of heat, like, and then you see two or three just kind of separating apart.
Yeah, he'd be like the canine officers. Like, they get the crocodile and put it in a little bulletproof vest. Not that they're already, like, not bulletproof already, but yeah, no, like, you know, we're bringing this croc out right now. You know, there's innuendo just waiting there.
Sir, come out of the bushes or we'll release the reptilian unit. Big comments from you.
Yo, girl, you know I love you. I'm going to be down for Valentine's Day, girl, but me and my perps, we're going to go down and rob some bitches. That's how it went down.
That's how it went down? Yeah.
That's how it went down. I was there.
That's it's pretty white for a black guy. Pretty white for a black guy. All right, Major, what else do we have?
So in other alligator news, Tommy Woodward, a 28-year-old Texas man, was killed after mocking signs that warned alligators were in the wadi. In the water.
In the wadi?
In the wadi. Tommy yelled, "Fuck that alligator," jumped in the lake, and was immediately mauled to death by the animal. A woman who accompanied Tommy into the water... but she was not harmed. There were plenty of signs around the marina after alligators were spotted, signs that warned against getting close to the water or swimming in it. Justice of the Peace Rodney Pierce stated he removed his shirt, removed his billfold, someone shouted a warning, and he said, "Fuck the alligators," and jumped into the water and almost immediately yelled for help. Let this be a lesson to everyone out there.
Oh,
if someone tells you to do something, it's usually for your safety. Tommy is the first man killed by an alligator in Texas in almost 180 years.
Well, Tommy,
you're doing it right.
Yeah, it just reminds me of the dude on the television there. He's like, "What are you going to stab me with that?" just before he gets stabbed. BSV, comments from you.
Are we sure this guy just wasn't trying to fake his death and had either succeeded wonderfully or failed wonderfully? It's hard to tell on... faking your death scenarios.
Whoops.
Okay, I just have to say, if you're going to fake your death by crocodile, is not the best way to do that.
Fucking entertaining, though.
If he survived, it worked wonderfully.
It's like, yeah, he survived. Wished he didn't, but he survived.
Well, you don't know.
That guy jumping in the cactuses.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah, that hurts. Analog comments from you.
Did he actually have any kids yet? I didn't catch that part. If not, thank God, one less idiot. New show, by the way. Release of the idiots to the croc pen.
Oh, no. New show coming up on Fox right after Slow Animals, Fast Kids. Or the other way around would be, fuck. Come on, man. Like, you wouldn't want to see a 5-year-old
like
chasing a rabbit.
That sounds like teenagers fucking up wildlife.
when that sloth catches that kid, it is on.
Look at all these kids getting away from those animals. God,
the kids just have to sleep eventually.
A new show on Fox. Fuck this, fuck that, fuck this, fuck that. I hope my beer. We got Analog.
Wait, no, no, no. We don't need that on Fox. We already have that at our local watering holes, you know. The Islamics are doing it.
Yeah? Anybody else with anything on that? Morps, you know, you went, didn't you?
Yeah, I went.
And a lot of people. Very confusing. Anyway, moving right along, Major. Another crocodile story.
Okay, I swear this is the last crocodile story. A man in Florida is facing charges of aggravated assault after allegedly throwing an alligator into a fast food restaurant. Joshua James, age 23, has been accused of tossing the live animal through a drive-through window at a Wendy's restaurant. His mother reportedly said he wanted to play a practical joke on his friend who worked at the place. The animal was captured and released back into the wild. Mr. James from Jupiter, Florida, had found the alligator on the side of the road and lured it into the back of his truck, according to the incident report. He then went to the restaurant in Royal Palm Beach, where he placed an order at the drive-through window, received a drink, and threw the 3-foot, 1-meter-long animal through the opening, the report said. This incident happened in October, but the suspect has only now been taken into custody. He also reportedly is facing charges of unlawful possession and transportation of an alligator. His mother, Linda James, told WPTV his action was a stupid prank.
Wow. Yeah, from puppy chuckers to croc chuckers. Morps.
Have you ever been so drunk you threw a crocodile through a window?
I was waiting for it when it's like, oh, I can see it now. This drunk redneck drives up to the drive-through window, grabs the alligator, hurls it in by the tail, says, "Get that, y'all!" And it just runs, you know, floors it on the way out. And then,
of course, while I was reading
the story, and it says it goes to the drive-through, it's just like, yes! It's not quite a shark, so it's not quite a scene out of Sharknado, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, but he lured the crocodile in the back of the car, like,
yeah, like you lure a prostitute in the back of the car. You like, you waved all her bills at it, right?
That's not how I do it.
All right, BSV.
Or Rohypnol, or a rag with ether.
Okay, I just want to see signs on fast food drive-thrus now. Does not accept payment in crocodiles.
What do you think about it? You skin it, make it into a bag. That's all the payment you'll ever need. Croc skin
bags.
Well,
fine. Worth live punching. Crocodiles. Or alligator.
But what am I going to tattoo my check on then?
It reminds me of the time I caught probably a good 150 to 200 locusts and released them in my high school gym. That was pretty funny. Anyway, big.
Yep. Clapping for me. Thank you. Anyway, I want to go back to how he lured the alligator in the back of his pickup. Now, in my twisted imagination, I imagine him helicoptering his dick covered in peanut butter, go, "Woo, crocodile!" That's just how I would try to do it. But I wonder what he did.
Probably cheeseburgers, big. Fucking animals. You leave a trail of food. You don't helicopter your penis.
He was going to get the fast food with the crocodile.
I've been doing it wrong this entire time.
I mean, that's how I normally get prostitutes, so I figured crocodile would be the same.
No, you must really get the prostitutes, you gave them money, and then you helicoptered your penis.
Either you're picking up the most Down syndrome prostitutes ever, big.
those aren't prostitutes.
So, Big, you really shouldn't get your instructions on picking up prostitutes from Russian Mortal Kombat music videos.
Get over here!
Oh, that just, and I've met Big.
Oh, it's okay, Big met you too.
I know.
And both of you were terrified of Madman, strangely enough.
Yes, but he wasn't
normal people twerking in that room.
All right.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Major, let's continue this train.
Rick. Three young women calling themselves witches have come up with a creative way to protest gentrification of the northwest side of Chicago. They placed what they called a protective spell in Logan Square. The women say their actions on Saturday were part of performance art, but also a very serious social justice protest. Very serious. The women, who live in Logan Square in Humboldt Park, say it's not fair to residents who get displaced or lose social services when developers move into on an affordable neighborhood and build expensive housing. That's right. If anybody comes into your neighborhood and builds expensive buildings, you should place a hex on them.
Yeah, there's so much pain in one story, I don't even know where to start. Big, what do you got?
I thought I knew what I was going to say, but damn. Just because the white man comes in and builds something worth more than $5 doesn't mean it's gentrification, you bastards. Shit! I mean, goddamn!
Yeah, Madman.
Gentrification is going into a really shitty place and then putting things there people actually want to go see or do, making it better, and then charging higher rent because you finally have a place where people want to live.
What's the, what do they call the downtown area of the South Park episode?
Teapot Town.
Teapot Town, that was it. Yeah. Whoops.
Or Soda Sopa.
So, was this the fun kind of witchcraft? Were they out there in the middle of the pavilion dancing naked? Because at least that would have been interesting.
They're social justice warriors, Whoops. You don't want to see them naked.
That's a very good point. I hadn't considered that aspect.
If they were dancing, it would sort of look like some sort of cosmic fucking rotation of planets.
It would look like something HP Lovecraft would write about.
You know, traditional witchcraft was basically, you know, was very different than what the Wiccan people practice today. So,
back in my day,
you know why that was? We kind of killed traditional witches. They weren't around to teach new witches how to be witches.
So what you're
dead.
Saying is the social justice warriors protesting gentrification didn't know what they were doing.
Yes.
They also way more
they
than
don't
that.
Know how to be witches because they're all dead. If you ever hear anyone claiming to be a Wiccan, not a Wiccan, a Druid, or mostly Druid, mostly Wiccans, those were cultures that didn't develop writing. They didn't write down what their rituals were, and then the angry white man came in and killed them. Or
except
black man, bunch of people.
So somebody might want to inform these SJWs that they might want to look at history before they decide on what rites they're going to perform to protest the white people.
All right, I got Major first.
I'm talking about the Druids and what's recorded of their religion. Just look at Christianity, because pretty much a number of Christian holidays are ripped basically directly off of the Druids in an attempt to convert them, i.e. Christmas.
Cool.
That was ripped from Norse mythology, I believe. Yule?
Nope.
Yule's a Norse holiday, isn't it?
Wasn't it closer to Saturnilla?
They're trying to empower Odin against his fight with the Frost Giants.
I also know there's a celebration of the solstice, which is pretty close to Christmas. So,
well, you know, they grabbed all the religions from Northern Europe.
We can
mash them all together.
From this month
but like
this
the whole like
holiday.
the Christmas tree and all that sort of stuff is ripped out of the Druid religion.
But
worship the tree. Worship the tree.
To take things back to a more serious matter. Morps, basically what you're saying is these SJWs went out and publicly culturally appropriated the Druids and the Wiccans because none of them exist anymore and they just stole that culture.
I can support that statement.
If you're wondering why I had to mute my mic then, I just threw up a little bit, Big. Thanks for
that. That's what I do best.
Alright, Fox, comments.
So the social justice warriors of today, like, they can play witches as much as they want. I mean, they're pretty much safe on this because how do you tell if someone is a witch? You know, it's a scientific process you go through. And
if they're as heavy as a duck?
Yes. Yes, they are. No, if they're lighter than a duck because they need to float like wood because witches burn like wood. And so therefore a duck also floats. And so if they weigh more than a duck, which all social justice warriors nowadays do, they are therefore not a witch.
I don't know. You've seen some social justice warriors. I'm pretty sure they weigh more than a duck.
They do weigh more than a duck. And so
they
therefore
can't
they
be
would
a witch.
Sink,
they can't float.
And they would be a witch. Yes. Thank
makes
you.
Makes sense to me.
And speaking of SJWs, it's sort of why this one-off special came about. Is I've been listening to a few other podcasts that have been bandied about Tumblr as the most offensive shit they've ever heard. And then it occurred to me when Big said, I've been kicked out of better Sims than this. I've done more offensive programming than half of you fucks on YouTube. You know?
We didn't even make it onto YouTube.
I'm so offensive because I called them their genetic gender. I didn't call them this made up bullshit.
you see, the main reason our shows never got complained about is they listened to it and imploded on themselves and were never survived to tell the tale.
Also, there's more people on the show than who actually listen to it.
Oh, I don't care whether people listen, dude.
I kind of want to put this on Tumblr now. Just to kill it.
Go right ahead, Big.
Oh, that wouldn't be entertaining.
Yeah. It just occurred to me, like, we've done stuff that is 50 times more offensive than the people being called out on. It's great. But anyway, getting back to the heart of the matter. Major, what else do we have in the news?
So, speaking of witchcraft, when 17-year-old Denzel Jackson... Oh, wait. Sorry. Took the wrong story. There we go. Okay. At least 12 indigenous children in Peru have died from rabies after being bitten by blood-sucking bats, which locals first had blamed on witchcraft, health officials say. The children aged between 8 and 15 died between September and February in two indigenous communities in the Amazon region of Loreto, a regional health official Herman Silva said. From the symptoms and medical reports, it was determined that 12 children from the Achar ethnic group died from an outbreak of wild rabies. The victims were bitten by blood-sucking bats, animals that drink blood. The Yanatuch and the Unkun communities in the jungle, 1,100 kilometers north of the capital of Lima. They said the indigenous local authorities told health workers that the community thought the children's deaths were due to witchcraft, and that's why they didn't report the outbreak at the time. The latest death of a child from rabies was reported on Wednesday. Two other patients, a boy and age 9 and a woman age 22, were recovering from the illness. Peru's health minister, Anibel Velasquez, said on television that the government had declared a health emergency to get medical aid to the region quickly.
Well, I was just thinking when you were saying the names of the villages there, you know, hey, Billy, you want to go swimming? No, my unkun's flaring up. You know, it sounds like some sort of transmittable disease. BSV, comments from you.
I just have to say, are we sure it's rabies and these aren't just vampire bite-ins that... Have they staked the hearts of the children that died just so they don't rise again?
No, but I want to start a Kickstarter program to film it. Fox.
You know, all crazy bats aside, you know, hats off to Major for trying to even pronounce these names. Like, honestly, if it was me, I would make up some name for them beforehand, before even reading the story, and not even try to pronounce some of these things. Dude, hats off to you for, like, actually giving it a go and pronouncing these names.
Very good. All right, Big, comments.
So, this was Venezuela, right? Am I wrong?
I believe they said Brazil.
Whatever. Same thing. Anyway, I can just imagine.
I'm American!
America! Same thing. Fuck yeah!
That's my damn excuse.
I could just imagine the head of the CDC or whatever going down to Brazil or Venezuela or Colombia, whatever the fuck it is, and going, what's going on here? What the fuck's all this? And like, oh, it's bats, mi amigo. No, it's not even that. It's the head of the CDC in North America meeting the head of the CDC in wherever the fuck Astan. And they get together. And the meeting of the minds, you know? He sits down. He's like, I've got this dossier of bats. They're witches, mi amigo.
Fair enough.
Arriba, arriba.
They got bad motherfuckers.
Isn't that Mexico?
It's the same thing.
Brazil speaks Portuguese.
I'm so good at getting me an American Globe.
I don't know any
globe.
Portuguese. I can't make fun of it right.
If you want an American Globe, are you? Erase everything except for North America and fucking China.
Okay, point to me on the map where China is, Big. You're still going to struggle. I guarantee
below
it.
Below Russia.
It's the country that the U.S. cut in half so we can be in the center on the map.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Moab, see you waiting long enough.
So, you know, yeah, again, good job, Sullivan, trying to pronounce these names, because I know on my own, on my own show, I'll be like, Bob. Or just, you know, horribly mispronounce it and then just, you know, proclaim I'm American and go, wee, run away with my arms in the air.
All right, Jesus, take the wheel. Big show is yours for a couple of minutes. I need a refill and a drink. You're right back.
This is my fucking rodeo now, bitches. Swamp, what have you got for us?
Wait, how come RU gets a break to go make himself a drink?
That's because you're the newsreader. All that fair.
Yep. You're the newsreader. You got to keep drinking and sit there.
Well, I can't because I am out of drink.
Well, no.
You drink between the comics. What's the next news story?
Yeah.
Anyways, a 4-year-old Texas boy was fatally crushed by a giant steel barbecue pit shaped like a revolver, authorities said. A Liberty Countess Sheriff's deputy was called to the home east of Houston on Tuesday afternoon and found the hysterical mother pointing at her injured son in the yard. Deputy Ruben Arellano performed CPR on the child and while waiting for an ambulance, but the boy, later identified as Byron Yara, was pronounced dead at the hospital. The distraught mother was not immediately named. They named the child, but not the mother.
That's okay. Amazing.
Investigators said the woman had been doing chores inside while her son played outside. When she heard a thud sound from outside, she ran out to find her son pinned under a heavy steel barbecue pit, which from preliminary investigation appears to be he was trying to climb on, and the pit fell over on him, authorities said. The boy's death appears to be a tragic accident. An autopsy has been requested.
This is singularly the most American thing I could think of. It's in Texas. It's a fucking barbecue pit shaped like a six-shooter revolver. Oh my god! I want to see... Were there pictures of the barbecue pit? Tell me. Okay, apparently not. Anyway, that would be amazing. Warren, what have you got to say?
So, the only reason this is in the news at all, because children doing stupid shit and getting themselves killed, unfortunately happens a lot. So, you know, a kid was playing on a barbecue pit, it collapsed in. The only reason anybody even cares is because, oh my god, it was shaped like a gun. What if it was shaped like a cow? Or what if it was shaped like, I don't know, anything else?
And thus we have the only documented case of a gun killing a person.
Bravo.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you for making my point for me.
Was that what you were going to say, Fox?
It was.
All right. Fucking hell. Madman, what have you got to say for yourself?
I was going to say, this means guns don't kill people. Barbecue pits kill people.
He's also not wrong.
Not wrong, yeah. Static, what have you got for us?
I'm surprised the media hasn't spun this one as an actual mass murder rampage. You know, this pistol needs to be taken down and scrapped. But, you know.
Is this going
to
be counted in this year's gun deaths?
Probably.
I could see it now. Texas banditos with their balaclavas on, gigantic barbecue shaped like six shooters going into banks. Bang, 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 bang! I'll drop it on you, bitch! Fox, what have you got for us?
Well, I'm honestly surprised that at this point the media hasn't classified this as an assault barbecue. I mean, it's black, therefore it's scary, therefore it is a fully automatic assault barbecue.
Yes,
I bet it can hold more than 30 six rounds. Chickens at once.
It has a drum magazine to it.
If they put salt on the meat when they're cooking, definitely an assault.
There it is.
BSV, what have you got for us?
Well, this is a side topic. I was just trying to find a picture for you, Big. And I just have to report, too many people have revolver-shaped barbecue pits.
What? Oh my god.
It's an epidemic across the country.
Just emergency. Google revolver-shaped grill.
Holy shit, they do. This thing's amazing looking.
I am still getting hundreds one for my backyard.
Them. Okay, we gotta put the show on hold for a sec. We gotta go look up gun-shaped barbecues. Holy crap.
I know, this is amazing.
At home game, please go to Google and type in grill-shaped like a pistol.
I put in revolver barbecue, and what? Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm not even mad. That's actually amazing.
I think that's Guy Ferrari with a revolver barbecue.
Some of these have like full size trailers dedicated to
him. I don't know what his name is.
Is that not his name? The fucking bro guy from the Food Network?
Yeah, I don't think his last name is Ferrari.
It sounds like it. Yeah, we're Americans. We don't read no good.
Wow. In the land of having too much time on your hands.
Welcome back, are you?
Back, are you?
There you go, are you? I found your map of the world you had asked me for earlier.
That's it.
Yep, that's us.
Yes, I live in the land of racists.
So just to evaluate this map for everybody in audio here. So America says freedom in Jesus. Mexico says tequila and porn, the bad kind. South America, drug and supermodel. Canada says shitty music and bears.
Yep, that's accurate.
Greenland says maybe more Vikings. Iceland is
Bjork.
Vikings and porn, the good kind. For Northern Europe there. Art for Europe. Mail order brides for Russia and part of China. War and oil for the Middle East. More war for Africa. Call centers for India. Reebok and Nike for the rest of China. Terror for
Indonesia.
Yeah, Indonesia and all the islands in and around there.
And more drugs.
More drugs, yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh! And really bad porn for Japan there. Racist for Australia. And hobbits for New Zealand.
They forgot sheep fucking. But
I think they could pretty much change Northern Europe. They had cultural enrichment now. Not art.
Yeah.
Education centers.
Or yes. Appropriation. One or the other.
Alright, who's going next?
Me.
Or are we on to another one?
I think we are done with that story and on to another one.
Thank you, Big. Only two scratches on the car. Great work.
Yeah.
Dad's not mad.
A Spanish man was fined after his employer discovered that he had been absent from work for 6 years without notifying anyone. Joaquin Garcia, a 69-year-old engineer at a municipal water company in Cadiz, was fined more than $30,000 after his employer discovered he hadn't reported for work for 6 years while attempting to present him with an award for 20 years of service.
Maximum
fine represents only slightly less than 1 year of annual salary of almost $41,000. Wow, so he 6 years of salary of $41,000 and he's only getting fined $30,000. Oh, that is beautiful.
Well, he's been working for the music industry.
His employers at the water company believed he was being supervised by local authorities, while Deputy Mayor Jorge Blas Fernandez thought the opposite to be true. We thought he had been supervised by the water company, but that was not the case. According to the BBC local newspaper, have given Garcia the nickname El Funcionario Fantasma, or the Phantom Official, or the Phantom Functionary, or the Phantasm Functionary, as one might put it. Garcia has said a combination of office bullying related to his family's politics and a lack of work for him to do at the water company ultimately caused his extended absence. He did not report these conditions for fear of losing his job. He did occasionally report for work for brief periods of time, but spent his days at the office studying philosophy. It keeps getting better. Garcia wrote to the mayor and requested to not pay the fine, seeking a review of the court's ruling. Dude, just pay the fine.
They should turn this guy into a saint. You know, they got patron saints of everything in Mexico. You know, this guy should be a saint. It reminds me, when I was working in the building industry, we had a supervisor called the Phantom as well. And the way he got caught out, everybody knew what he was doing. For about 12 months, every day he'd go fishing. And he'd just answer the mobile phone in the middle of the ocean, whatever. And he wouldn't actually get around to see the houses. When the big officials came to see it, they put him in the car and they said, right, drive us to the addresses of the houses. He had no fucking idea where he was going, man. He got fired that day. It was hilarious. But he got away with it for 12 months. And he was making $270,000 a year. And he didn't pay a fine. Morps, comments from you.
So, whatever this guy was doing was either not important enough for anybody to notice it wasn't getting done, which means why did the job exist at all? Or he had done such a good job of automating his job that they shouldn't be fining him, they should be promoting him and asking him, how do we automate the rest of this crap so we don't have to pay as many people?
Yeah. like the guy that was outsourcing his job to India.
Yeah, Major, exactly. You've got a comment. That's management experience.
So I've got a buddy. He got a job working for a tourism association for our city, where they basically just paid you to go hand out flyers to tourists downtown. So he would get up in the morning, go pick up his bundle of flyers. On his way home, he would drop the flyers off in the garbage, and he would proceed to play video games for the rest of the day. And he did this for the full summer that he had the job for, and nobody knew a thing.
That's great.
Yeah, to this Betty. Day, like I've got full respect for this man.
Yeah, I mean, there's being lazy and there's be creative lazy. That's creative lazy. Big brother, comments from you.
And I said I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit. And I told Don, too. They moved my desk four times already this year. And I used to be over by the window, and I could see the squirrels. And they would marry. And then they switched from the swing line to the Boston, but I kept my swing line stapler because it doesn't bind up as much. This guy is the Milton of the real world, and I applaud him.
You did. But Milton was actually going to work when he wasn't getting paid.
But he did burn the place down.
He did it, and he got rich.
I even said to be a payer.
This guy should set the water treatment plant on fire.
Actually, you know, maybe you should take a hint from work, Flint. Given some of the chemicals in there.
But seriously, how does a sea pox burn down? There's no wood. Oh, come on.
They stuff it full of witches, obviously.
Or social justice warriors. Have you seen a grease fire lately?
Yeah, they take longer to put out than a koala. Those fuckers burn for months. Alright, let's move along from enterprising people to something else. Major, what else do we have?
Alright, so this story hits a little close to home, so excuse me if I get a little choked up while reading this one. Two teenage twin brothers are dead and six of their friends are injured after attempting to use their toboggan on a bobsled track at Canadian Olympic Park, according to CBC sources. Emergency crews were called to the track around 1:30 a.m. Mountain Time. The 17-year-olds were pronounced dead at the scene and six others were taken to area hospitals. The families of the victims have been notified, police confirm. Partway down, the group hit a large gate used to separate the bobsled and luge tracks. Yeah, so the story's not making it extremely clear, but yeah, what they did, they snuck onto the track in the middle of the night. They went onto the Olympic bobsled track in Calgary, where they had the Winter Olympics, like, I don't know, 20 years ago or something. And they hit a gate kind of halfway down the track that was separating two tracks. And from what I had read, like, they actually weren't able to identify the bodies of the two people who died, because they were on the front of the sled, and basically it was like pushing hamburger through chicken wire.
You can get some decent mileage per hour down those bobsled.
Oh, it's scary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Except for all 100 miles an hour.
Well, was it Salt Lake where the Czechoslovakian guy got flung out and slammed into a pole, killed instantly?
I think that was in Vancouver.
Was it Vancouver? Yeah. Maybe same track.
No, this is Calgary, Alberta.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you're thinking of the luge.
No, this was a luge track. Yeah. They just were on a bobsled.
Either way.
Because, like, yeah, they snuck onto the track with their own sled.
Gotcha.
It was probably like a crazy carpet or something.
That's pretty impressive to go that fast. Like, think about it. They didn't suffer.
Well, the guys on the front did. The rest of the people who survived, who were on the sled.
Oh, there were people that survived?
Oh, there were six people who survived.
Oh.
So there was like a huge group of people on this sled. And it was just
We're talking a half a ton of people flying down that thing.
Oh, it's kind of terrifying.
Or one social justice warrior.
are you doing a Nirvana album, Morps, or you just got nothing else to say now?
I was going to make a joke that is now in much, much worse taste. So
please go.
alien invasion, tomato monster, Mexican armada brothers who are just regular brothers running in a van from an asteroid. Of all guys.
Yes.
Oh. And the award goes to Mort.
It's just called two brothers.
I'm sorry.
That's fantastic. So sorry.
I decided I was going to do that joke when you first opened with two brothers, and then the story just keeps going, and it keeps getting worse and worse. It's like, I can't do this.
It turns out you can, and it's crowd approved. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, yeah, go to the next story then, man. No one's topping that one. Morps, you get one internet for that story.
Only one.
Animal abuse in Switzerland has risen to record levels amid growing fears of an increase of sex attacks on horses. The country's foundation for animal law.
Sexy horses.
Here
Who
I am right.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Revealed the number of general male treatment cases last year from was 1,709, up from 1,500 over the previous 12 months. Holy shit, 1,500? That's like their low number? That's a lot of fucked horses.
What country is this?
So many Mr.
Switzerland.
Hands.
Andreas Rutimann, a legal expert in the organization, said there were particular concerns about cases involving horses. He told the local that zoophiles, people sexually fixated with animals, were implicated in almost 10% of those equine-related cases. Wait, only 10%
what?
Of the cases where horses got raped were zoophiles.
What were the other ones? Amateur enthusiasts?
Zoophile curious.
They couldn't question Mr. Hands. He was dead.
So the rate is relatively elevated compared to other types of animals. A total of 105 cases of animal cruelty to horses were registered last year, up considerably from previous years, but probably below actual number of incidences. Because not everybody will report the fact that they just fucked a horse.
How do you know your horse is being raped? Has it got a particularly long face that morning?
Yeah.
It's feeling sad.
The depression gives it away. It panics whenever you walk up to it with a saddle blanket.
Oh, wow. Welcome to the show, Anthony. Morps, please start out with two brothers and a horse.
Fucking bronies.
That's about it.
Wow, that's all I have to say on that. Fucking bronies.
That is a lot of horse rape. I mean, when you think about it, that is a lot of horse rape. I'm going to bring in an expert on horse rape. I'm big.
Okay, so how you tell if your horse has been raped? I've been in this situation many times. You go up to the horse, you get your little stepladder out, you put it behind it as you do every morning like you've done for the last 10 years. You go to pull it out, and all of a sudden you realize someone has nutted in your horse. Now, there's two options here. Either you did it in your sleep and don't remember it. It's possible to happen. I mean, it's possible. It happens from time to time.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Or someone snuck into your stable and fucked your horse. Now, what you do at this point is you get your security cameras and you find out who it is, because you film everything and you put it on the internet like any sane, rational person would. I mean, I've got terabytes of homemade horse porn. It's fucking amazing.
But what if you caught him in the act? Like, you walk out that morning, you put the blanket on the horse, and there's some dude stuck.
Yeah, you let him finish.
Eiffel Tower it.
Yeah, but horses eat them carrots, dude.
That's true.
Oh, you trading the Jenkins pony to bite that wiener? Alright, Fox, you got a comment?
This is gonna be terrible, but is it only considered rape because the horse said nay?
Oh, oh man. Alright, Madman.
I was just wondering, have the instances of horse rape in Sweden gone up the same amount as the instances of additional human rape with their immigrant problem?
I have no
or
idea.
Or is this all Swedish homegrown horse rape?
Man, I would not have thought Switzerland to be the home of horse rape. But big comments.
Okay, here's something interesting. The amount of horse rape. Now, isn't it McDonald's that said they were serving horse meat in Europe somewhere? What if they're related somehow? What if horse rape has increased, thus horse births have increased, no. So we've got to grind up the baby horses?
No.
The centaur hybrids. And we eat them.
Just stop.
The make clip clop.
There's a subreddit for that, aren't you?
This is why people are getting fat. You want fat people, this is how you get fat people. Okay, and now we're back into the rhythm of the show. Major.
Okay, so in the true spirit of the I Have Nothing show, an Arkansas man running a dog rescue out of his home was arrested and accused of engaging in sexual acts with an animal, police said. Jonathan Ford, age 32, was booked on bestiality charges after an investigation in the Pope County man's I Love Lucy pet rescue operation. I love Lucy. Ford wrote on his website. Ford wrote on his website that he would take in abandoned and abused pets and help find foster homes and permanent homes for animals in need in rural Arkansas. Fucking only Arkansas, hey? But only other animal rescuers, said Ford, who acted on it as his own independent animal shelter, came across as a different person. He asked no question, but was eager to take any animals at all, Rudmeter, owner of the KC Pet Rescue in Morton, told KTHV. Ford twice contacted this lady in the last couple of months. We kind of stay away from people like that, so we don't really get into his business and into his rescue. He was always out to get any kind of dog very quickly. He didn't ask a lot of normal rescue questions that we would, and what their temperament and things like that. He's just going, hey, I'll take that and help, I'll help. I like the... Yeah, okay, so it's basically just lady talking about the guy for a while. Ford runs a Facebook page and website highlighting the different dogs and cats he has available for adoption after he has raped them. The animals have all been removed slightly from Ford's used. Home and have been given to a different animal rescue organization. Oh, please say it's PETA. Please say it's PETA. The animals have been, Rudemeyer says she's always known something was off with Ford, but I was sickened about someone calling themselves a rescue and then doing something like that. Another animal advocate, Kimberly Bodie, started a petition online, now with 3,700 signatures, urging Ford to receive the maximum punishment available under law. So, don't trust all those animal shelters you see advertised out there.
Wow, that is stunning. Madman comments.
They can't be too pissed at the guy. He can't say he's not an animal lover.
Oh, ba-dum-ching. The big comments.
If you need me, I'll be in my lab.
Oh! Ooh, that one!
Yeah!
Oh man, that's fantastic. Oh, we got a picture of the guy here.
Post coitus.
Wow,
romantic.
That dog looks like it's really relaxed. I think he was roofing the dogs.
It's probably safer.
Yeah, it's way too relaxed off of raping. Anyway, moving right along, Major. What else do we have?
Are you the expert in dog raping?
Not me, Big is.
No, you're the one who said it. It's okay. We understand.
I've only met one cat rapist that I could call an expert. That was in a roller rink.
Emergency!
So a goat arrested the other day for raiding a senior bureaucrat's home in Chichkigarh in Korea was granted bail the other day along with its owner. It's been booked under charges that carry a 2 to 7 year prison term and fine. Police arrested the goat, whose name is not known, and its owner, Al Abdul Hassan, in Korea, about 350 kilometers from the state capital, Raipur. On the complaint of District Magistrate Himet Retrieves Gardner. The goat, the police said, was a repeat offender. The judge's bungalow has an iron gate, and the goat used to jump over it and enter. The peon who maintains the garden... Seriously, they use the word peon. yeah, the peon who maintains the garden had warned the owner of the goat many times, so that today he filed a complaint, and we arrested the goat and its owner. Among the goat's criminal activities, the police have listed grazing in the garden and eating plants and vegetables. Oh my god! They said the magistrate had called up senior police officers to complain about the errant animal. Abdul Hassan, who faces... So, like, they've got, like, this Muslim guy who's living in Korea who has a goat. Why? Who's, like, raping the local fucking, like, head honcho's garden. This is not going to end well for Abdul. he faces charges of criminal trespass and mischief, causing damage along with his goat, and is now awaiting the court's decision. My goat scaled the boundary wall again and ate flowers and vegetables from the garden. It was taken to the police station, and the police also brought me in, Mr. Hassan reported.
Aloha, snack bar.
Yeah. That is... I suppose... Yeah, morps, comments.
So in Korea, social justice has gotten to the point that goats have the same rights before the law as people, because that's really going to screw with some of the really more exotic diets.
All right, big comments.
Hey man, dog is delicious in more ways than one. Also, I like how they protected the rights of this innocent goat by hiding its name. It just makes me feel good inside knowing that somewhere out there somebody's tax dollars are funding that shit.
They protected the peon by not giving his name.
That's true. But no, they're not giving the goat's name because its owner is Muslim. They probably just can't pronounce it.
Gotta remember not to drink between comments. Come back and breathe a little bit. Madman comments.
Goat's name is Hey Baby. I love you.
Hey. But
you don't arrest the goat. You impound the goat. And if there's damages to the garden,
you sell the goat.
And then you use the money from the sale of the goat to pay for the damage proper.
Yeah,
impound again.
Can you use... Double check your word in before you say anything on this show.
Impound is the correct term for seizing property.
Madman, what are Americans doing these days?
Goats. Yeah, put them on a cliff edge so you get that pushback.
Just go talk to the Imagineers at Disney. Big comments.
I could just imagine Amir the day he woke up and found out his goat was impounded. He just went outside and he said, "What am I going to ride now?" Nobody.
Small child.
His sister.
His sister, wife of nine.
Oh, too soon.
Oh, man. Anyway, moving right along. Major, what else do we have?
Okay, in India, the authorities are saying a falling object that killed a bus driver and injured three others was a meteorite. If proven, it would be the first such death in recorded history. Experts said other explanations were possible for the incident last Saturday in the southern state of Tamil, India. The impact of the object left a 1.5-meter deep crater in the ground, according to the Times of India, and shattered window panes in a nearby building, killing the driver who was walking past. The object weighed only 11 grams, the newspaper added, about as heavy as a AAA battery. You know, that's the object that was left behind in the crater after it made the crater. Images in the local media showed a bluish rock, which Tamil Nadu Chief Minister, oh my god, Yahalitha.
He's now pop singer named Yaya.
I don't have to read that one again. Described the meteorite, although the scientists say it has not yet been proven. Meteorite fell at a private engineering college and claimed the life of a college bus driver, expressing shock, said Chief Minister expressing shock at the news. Dr. S.P. Rajaguru, assistant professor at the Indian Astrophysics Institute in Bangalore, said the rock could be a meteorite, but further tests were needed. So basically, like, for the next like six paragraphs in this story, they're basically saying it could be a meteorite, it probably is a meteorite, but we haven't tested the meteorite, so we're not sure it's a meteorite, but it's probably a meteorite. Back to you.
Either way, man, that's a
meteorite.
Doesn't matter what size it was, it's still traveling at terminal velocity. Hitting you, it's not, you're not having a good day. Anyway, Fox, comments.
Best case scenario, someone pooed in the loo on an airplane above India. Probable case scenario, someone just shit off the top of the building.
Yeah? Morp's comments?
Well, it did have a bluish tinge to it. So, I mean, you know, that it's entirely possible that it could be. I mean, this is a country that UNICEF has to go into and train the citizens to use the toilets every year. So, I mean, you know, hell, somebody could just lean their rear end out the window of a plane and... Yeah, we're still going with it. It's a shit joke, so...
They probably had one of those black McBurgers for Halloween. That's why it was that color. Major comments.
Well, as Morps pointed out, it is blue. And don't they use, like, a blue gel in, they like, dye airplane
it
toilets?
Human waste is supposed to be dyed blue so it can be easily identified.
So... Yep, frozen shitsicle. There is your
Dolph.
Answer.
Killed by shitsicle. Joe Dirt,
that's a big old frozen ball of dookie.
Mm-hmm.
Big comments from you.
Well, Morp stole my culture Joe Dirt joke, so fuck him.
You were eating off it.
No, I wasn't. I'm your sister. I'm your sister.
I'm so glad that's recorded.
I'm your sister. I made somebody leave with that one.
All right.
Beautiful.
Major comments. Comments. Stories.
I have stories. I don't know which one I should cover. We're starting to get down to the end of the awesome stories and getting into like the less awesome stories.
Well, we're an hour and a bit into it, I think. Morps, what's that count?
I have no idea. I don't know when we started.
We are at... we're just... I think the first comments were around almost exactly an hour ago.
Yeah. We'll go, say, three more stories and...
Three more, okay. Let's see here. A father of three choked to death as he tried to eat a McDonald's cheeseburger in one mouthful, an inquest is heard. Darren Bray, age 29, a Barry Vale of Glamorgan, blanked out as he ate the 99-pence burger following a night out with friends in October. Cardiff Coroner's Court heard Mr. Bray, who had been drinking, but not enough to affect his judgment, died from a blockage in his airway. A death by misadventure conclusion was recorded. That's a thing? The hearing was told, Mr. Bray said, watch this to his
stupid
friends. he said, watch this to his friends as he squashed the burger in half and put it in his mouth. His friend, Sam, said, I could see him trying to cough it up and he was making horrible coughing noises. I tried to hit his back and clear his airway, but I guess, you know,
we were too busy laughing.
Paramedics arrived and performed CPR on Mr. Bray, who was at a friend's house in Barrie, but was unable to restart his heart, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. This is why you need to know the Heimlich maneuver. Dr. Rhiannon Trefor told the hearing there was an 8-centimeter by 5-centimeter ball of food stuck in his throat. Inches by 2 inches. There's a ball of food 3 inches by 2 inches stuck in his windpipe. So, like, he, like, balled up that burger into a ball, shoved it in his mouth, and immediately inhaled. That's the only way that's going to happen.
Exactly.
This kills the tart.
He would not have been able to breathe with that in his airway, she said.
Oh, shit. He died. Like, fucking, good what mouth. Is she, Captain Hindside? Big comments.
Wait. Something in this story doesn't add up. Okay, so from what I understand, they were at the establishment? They were at Burger King or whatever the fuck?
No, they were at somebody's house.
Oh, well, shit.
Eating Burger King.
I'm drinking too much. I should go eat a burger in one bite. Anyway, I thought the story was he was at a Burger King and then they went to somebody else's house.
No, they went to Burger King, bought some Burger King, then went back to someone's house.
Damn. All right, never mind.
It all adds up now. Never mind.
BSV.
Well, I just have to hope that people did follow the dying man's wish of watching this as he died.
Hold my beer!
His last words were, watch this, and they did.
Yep. The wake will be held at the Burger King.
The viewing is going
to
be
awkward. Please don't try to eat any burgers in one bite.
Free catering! His friends go up, it's an open casket, they start eating a burger like over his dead body, like, we missed you, Dave!
You always knew how to eat the burgers.
Get a little bit of soda from the soda machine, pour it out.
Pour a little out for a fallen comrade.
Yeah. Mops.
So, you know, the part of his will where he requests everyone to be eating Burger King at his funeral is now really awkward. But that said, talk about being able to suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
It's a big bit of food. You're right. You know, Madman comments.
He had three children. This man was allowed to procreate.
I know, the Darwin Award doesn't quite get there, does it?
Well, it's better late than never. That's all I can say. Oh, imagine the shit those kids are going to get at school. How'd your dad die?
Choked to death on McDonald's.
Damn, you know, sandwich.
Supersize Me was right. Fast food is killing us.
Oh, man, you could trigger his family by just wearing a Burger King crown around them. You know,
They open the Christmas package and there's a Burger King crown.
My dad died of Burger King, dude. Not cool.
Take your fucking crown off. I wonder if they put a wrapper in the casket to send him off.
Oh.
I hope so.
I hope they put one of the little paper crowns on his head.
I hope Burger King sponsored the funeral. I mean, that's just... That would be the correct corporate PR move to make.
Yeah, a thousand NASCAR. Years from now, they exhume his grave and consider him a god king amongst us during this time.
This funeral brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Yeah, it'd be great if they painted his coffin white with the Burger King logo over the top of it, put him in a little Burger King jumpsuit, little crown.
The creepy fucking Burger King gives the eulogy. But because you're the top, he just stands there and stares.
Off in the distance, grimace, a former lover, cries in the rain next to a tree, not wanting to approach the funeral to upset anyone. You know.
Are you? We're talking about this guy's funeral, not yours.
I mean, fucking the Hamburglar. Anyway, Major, what else do we have in entertainment news?
So, the body of a California woman was found last week after months inside a car in a Walmart parking lot. Employees, oh yeah, actually, before I continue, 100 internet points to the first person to guess how this woman died. Employees at the Salinas discount store discovered the body of Lauren Jesse Moss on February 3rd. The 22-year-old was last seen alive on November 13th, the same day she left a drug rehab facility. According to Salinas police, the windows of Moss's Volkswagen Jetta were tinted, and she had a sunshade covering the dashboard, making it difficult to see in the car. Investigators viewed, Fox is the winner. Fox wins.
Woo! Yeah, of course.
That is an overdose. But anyways, according to the police, the windows were tinted, and, people couldn't see in. Investigators viewed surveillance footage from the Walmart, which went back as far as early December. However, the silver Volkswagen could be seen in the footage parked in the same spot where the body was found. Authorities have not released the cause of death, but say they do not suspect homicide. Salinas police believe that she likely took her own life, and her family confirmed to reporters that Moss left a note behind for them to find. Police said a needle was discovered in the car. So, OD, Fox, you are the winner.
Whoop. Yes. Yeah, I'm just going to send you a picture of your prize, Fox. Here it is right there. All right, big comments from you.
Oh, no.
Fuck you, Fox. Oh, no. I was I was going to guess.
$500 million from Zimbabwe? Fuck yes. Call my work. Fuck you, bitches. I'm out.
That's like $2.
Fuck.
You can actually go on Amazon and buy these notes.
It's not even that, I don't think.
Like 2 cents or some shit.
Yeah, it's fucking nothing, man. They've gone back to gold trading, I think. Somebody threw
Aren't
a documentary.
They using
I don't think that's that guy's hand holding that.
No,
that doesn't look like his hand.
We watched the, I don't know who it was, someone threw up a documentary about it. It was a short 15-minute thing that people had gone back to panning for gold to pay for food. And elderly and the children that couldn't actually pan for gold and things like that were just starving to death. But yeah, well run, Mugabe. Yeah, black country for black men. Morps, comments for you.
So, I find it amusing that this guy, nobody in Walmart checked on this car for months. Because it's been well over a decade since I worked in the service industry. But when we had somebody who was parked for like more than a day, we were ready to call the cops. So it's amazing that the people at Walmart don't give a fuck so hard that they didn't notice the same car out there for, you know, months at a time.
Not paid enough to care.
That's true.
That's pretty much it. Big comments.
I worked at Walmart for 5 years. There was a car parked in that parking lot, same spot, for 5 years. It never moved. I shit you not.
It's still there.
It probably is. I haven't gone back and checked, but whenever I was forced to go push carts, I would check the car, make sure there was nothing like good inside, you know, to whatever. But there were also no bodies. But yeah, it was just an empty car. All the tires were cut. It was keyed to hell.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody just abandoned it.
It was, and no one did anything with it.
You know what I'm betting's happened? Some dudes come out of Walmart, hopped in his car, fucking popo's pulled in behind, whoop whoop, you're done for warrants, son. He's doing 5-10 years up somewhere in a fucking county jail or something.
Probably.
Yeah, but then they would have towed it so they could get the towing fees. No, also, I have the hiccups.
I was wondering who that was.
If the car is not blocking traffic or anything like that, I think it's good.
Yeah, probably. You didn't check the trunk, though.
Big or BSV? Which one? BSV. I can't.
What happened wasn't that big, or the car for big. So he was arrested. If it was there since the beginning of the stir, I'm guessing the owner is buried in the stir during the construction.
Jimmy Hoffa?
They may be living
fell down
in the
back under a stock of cat litter. Nobody's noticed because nobody's bothered to clean it up.
All right, Major. Considering you got the hiccups, we might end the show early if you want to do that.
Well, okay. Well, you did see
early.
Three stories left. This is the
do
last
it.
Story.
Yeah, that's a long one.
And I've been saving this story.
Drunk.
This
do
is
it.
The story I was going to read first, but I honestly haven't even read the story. I've just read the headline.
All right,
a
do
security
it.
Guard
go for it.
Of the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History was arrested last Thursday for allegedly having sex with one of the mummies of the Egyptian exhibition.
Oh
my god.
So,
before we
has anybody
story,
ever watched
take...
The Night at the Museum?
Oh,
yes. No.
This is The Night at the Museum.
24-year-old
James
we
Monroe.
Need to make a drinking game out of his hiccups, though. Every time he hiccups while reading his mummy fucking story, we need to take a shot.
All right.
Oh, you guys are fucked.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I have to go get more.
44-year-old James Monroe.
There's
shot.
Has worked as night watchman. Seriously?
Oh, it's the
night watchman.
Night watchman.
Nice.
For the reputed museum for the last 9 years.
Oh,
he was considered as a model employee for the until his divorce 2 years ago. Oh, man.
God damn it.
According to his colleagues, he suddenly became very depressed and short-tempered and began behaving rather strangely.
I can't pour this fast. It's sips. Fuck. You want to sips out of the bottle and you're like, hey, poor shit.
I'm running low here.
Just keep the bottle tipped. You're good.
Mm-hmm. On two occasions, his superior even noticed that one of the mummies seemed to have been damaged during his watch, leading to the installation of some new video cameras. The images captured on these cameras were far more disturbing than what the boss expected. I don't know what the boss expected. He's like, hey, his vagina is destroyed. I wonder what happened. The camera caught Mr. Monroe on Monday evening opening the glass display case protecting the 2,500-year-old Egyptian mummy, lying down on top of it and sexually aggressing it. Yes, sexually aggressing it. The Smithsonian fired the watchman and brought the images to the police, filing charges against their former employee for indecent exposure and destruction of property. Security video that the Smithsonian has provided has us really disturbed, says D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lynn Lanier. I understand that the mummy is not really a victim of sex crimes, but his behavior certainly causes some damages to the property of the Smithsonian. Therefore, his behavior is criminal, and let's be honest, I think he really needs help. Mr. Monroe will undergo psychiatric assessment before the beginning of the court procedures in order to determine his ability to stand trial.
I'm blaming my hangover on you.
Oh, God, why?
We are dead.
Yeah.
This is the last patient because we all died.
Everybody's dead.
Yeah, fuck.
I ran out of booze. So...
And your dead bodies will someday be raped by a security guard.
Bolt's we can comments. Only hope.
Alien tomato monster Mexican Armada brothers who are just regular brothers running in.
It's just called your brothers. It's two brothers.
Big comments from you.
Okay, we've got this weird crossover going on here. So we all know what granny porn is, right?
It's oh, this is
to an extreme. Porn. Yeah.
Hello, Ethos, Rosis, can I have you ladies in some Metamucil?
We've got granny porn, like 60 years old, okay? That's granny porn age. And then we've also got necrophilia, which is post-mortem. This is like granny necrophilia to the extreme. Holy shit. Please tell me that someone in the police department has leaked this video onto the internet. I need this in my life. It needs to go in my folder.
God.
Oh my God.
If there is video, of this, I'm thinking it's some sort of like 8mm style of investigation where an old millionaire is paid for someone to do this on camera as a one-off specialty porn.
I'm okay with that. I am okay with 8mm grainy as fuck porn. I just want to see a man sexually aggress a mummy.
Ooh, that one.
Google, go!
That has been fantastic. Anybody got any comments on anything before we wrap?
Closing statement, if nobody else has one.
Do you want to do future news?
Yeah, I'll do future news. Madman, you got something to say, though?
I was going with further evidence that if it exists, there's porn of it.
It's true.
All right, I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up. So, Sard, you said fuck all for the show. Stop reading comic book, get your hand off your cock, and stop whacking it to Boba Fett. Do you have a future news for me?
Yeah, I have nothing. No, Sard.
Go future news, Sard.
Yeah, well done, man. Really, really putting the effort in.
I contributed.
You did. You helped. You're helping.
Participation award. Yay!
Yay! Everyone gets one. Madman, can I get a future news off you?
In a few thousand years, mummies will be raping security guards.
All right, Fox. Can I get a future news off you?
When the curse of the mummy finally comes to pass. Security guards everywhere. Come up.
Oh,
oh nice.
Wow. All right, Big, you're going to go last. So, Anthony, can I get a future news off you?
Oh, I think the future news is going to be a new product in the sex industry. A new silicone casting. You know how porn stars will have silicone casting of their private parts? You will have mummy silicone castings of whatever the hell is left in a mummy to have sex with.
King Tut's boy pussy.
Oh, that's a soundbite.
Crack is whack.
Analog.
Wasn't he under? Was King Tut underage when he died? I don't remember because that's crossing a lot of boundaries. There you go.
Yeah. Depends on what country you're
mummy
in.
Granny porn. Oh man.
Yeah, that's wow. This is why I drink. All right, Analog, anything from you? That's an AFK. Morps, future news from you.
So I have a sound clip of what I think future news is going
to
be.
I want you to answer a simple question. Where in the fuck is my beaver rape scene?
Yes.
Fair enough. Laser Wolf, future news from you.
Well, one of these days when we get around to mummifying crocodiles, then we'll know what kind of porn will be done by security guards.
Oh, 25,000-year-old. BSV.
I don't know. All I know is from how many animal rape stories there are, I'm guessing one of these days we're going to find out one of the animals will actually be able to give birth to a hybrid.
And what a creepy day that'll be. But in Russia, animals rape you. Major, can we get a hiccup for future news?
I predict something that will happen. No, yeah, I got
ooh, that one.
No, you know what? I hiccups think that you are all going to die from alcohol poisoning due to my hiccups in your drinking.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Yeah, I went from mildly, like, just enjoying this scotch to, oh, God, why am I drinking scotch?
No more. Yeah, what are you talking about, man?
All right, Big, close it out for us.
The year is 20XX. The alligator cyber army has finally taken over humanity. At first, we treated them as nuisances in the swamps, but they finally traveled up to the mainland. They started slow, joining us as cops and gaining our support. Soon, low-income alligators were joining gangs and knocking over fast food joints. We fought back with social justice warrior witches and a bat army. They took up arms and killed our children with revolver barbecues. It was madness, hysteria all around. My God, the flashbacks. Our cities were torn apart. Our population is either under enslavement or hiding out in the nuclear wastes of the wars still being fought for our freedom. We tried genetic modifications in Switzerland to create real centaurs to fight them with gators. It was horrible but misguided. After the horrible mutations were properly disposed of in hamburgers, we tried dog-human hybrids. America, for some reason, took up arms against this attempt. We tried to get our freedom back. That's when things got crazy. Goats were arrested for mugging old women. Batteries fell from the skies with the power of 10 kiloton megaton nuclear warheads killing millions. It was pandemonium, and it is all because of the social justice warriors culturally appropriating witches.
Man, this apocalypse is some shit. Heavy shit.
And on that note, go fuck yourself.
Does anyone else have an urge to take a battle pill?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. So good.
Dinosaurs!